It's time for a good old-fashioned ladder round where every answer helps you with the next answer. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Today, we have an episode for you with a ladder round where I take a trivia question. I start off with the answer for the first question, and then one of the words from that answer will carry on to your next answer. So if the answer to number one was Trivia with Buds, the answer to number two might be Trivial Warfare, which is another great trivia podcast. But that word trivia would carry over from the first answer to the next. So kind of keep that in mind when you are going through today's questions. A lot of fun stuff going on around the holidays. I do want to point some attention at my social media channels. Follow me on everything at Ryan Buds, RyanBudds. You can find me on Twitter there, on Instagram there. And if you search my name, Ryan Buds, on Facebook, you'll find my personal page and you'll find my business page for Trivia with Buds. I host a ton of events all around Southern California and all around the country. And I'm willing to go wherever you need me to be. So check out the website, hit me up in the contact form, let me know what you need, and we'll get you that trivia show pronto. But on social media for the next 12 days, I'll be posting different contests for things I'm giving away. And all you have to do is tag a friend in the comment section who might really like that thing. I will take you and the friend you tagged and put your names into a raffle. And every single day, I will be giving away an item. The first day was on Saturday, this past Saturday, and I gave away a Captain Marvel Avengers Funko Pop, and my friend Andrew won that, a local player from Last Name Brewing in Upland, California. I also did one for a Bob's Burgers Aladdin crossover sticker from Nice Rice Designs, and I have not picked the winner for that one yet. But if you like that kind of stuff, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. I posted it in all three places. And if you're part of our Discord app chat over on Patreon, I also posted them in there. So you can enter once on each platform. So you can comment on Twitter, comment on Instagram and Facebook as well, and you'll get up to three entries for the friends that you tag and yourself. So be on the lookout for those and try and win some cool stuff. We've got pins, we've got stickers, we've got bookmarks, we've got more Funko stuff. So the next 12 days, it's called the 12 Days of Pop Culture Christmas. Be on the lookout for cool prizes and chances to win. All right, guys, we're going to jump right into today's episode. It's a ladder round. Again, every answer helps you with the next answer. Hopefully you can start off strong and finish climbing this ladder. Here we go. All right, ladder round trivia. Every answer helps you with the next answer. Let's climb it together. Question number one. What series of kids' books was written and illustrated by Dave Pilkey? Number one, what series of kids' books was written and illustrated by Dave Pilkey? Question number one. Question number two. Who does Johnny Depp play in the Pirates of the Caribbean series? Question number two. Who does Johnny Depp play in the Pirates of the Caribbean series? That's question number two. Now remember, one of your words from the answer to number one will carry over to your answer for number two. Question number three. What actor plays Carl Denham in King Kong from 2005? What actor plays Carl Denham in King Kong from 2005? One of the words from number two will carry over to number three. Question number four. What Michael Jackson song was released November 11th, 1991? What Michael Jackson song was released on November 11th, 1991? Question number five, what drink uses the slogan hard seltzer made pure? Number five, what drink uses the slogan hard seltzer made pure? Number five. Question number six, what was the name of the main villain on Inspector Gadget? Number six, what was the name of the main villain on Inspector Gadget? Ladder round number seven, who's the bald blue character from the Watchmen series? Number seven, who is the bald blue character from the Watchmen series? Question number 8, what was the name of the research and development project during World War II that led to the first nuclear weapons? Number 8, what was the name of that project? Number 8. Question number 9, what Todd Phillips produced college comedy was released in 2012? What Todd Phillips produced college comedy was released in 2012? Question number 10, Cyclops, Beast, and Rogue are members of what team? Cyclops, Beast, and Rogue are members of what team? And your bonus question, the latter round for 2 points, what Mel Brooks movie featured Dave Chappelle as a character named Achu? Number 11, still climbing the ladder on the last rung for 2 points, what Mel Brooks movie featured Dave Chappelle as a character named Achu? All right, everybody, those are your questions for the latter round. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. Here we are, back with the answers to the latter round. Let's see if you could climb this thing well. Number 1, what series of kids' books was written and illustrated by Dave Pilkey? That was Captain Underpants. So you had to start off strong by getting that first one. And then one of those words, Captain or Underpants, will be in the answer to number 2. Let's see what it was. Number 2, who does Johnny Depp play in the Pirates series? Captain Jack Sparrow. So the captain carried over. Number 3, what actor played Carl Denham in King Kong from 2005? The Jack carried over to Jack Black. He was in that. He was the director, I believe, of the movie they were trying to film. Number 4, what Michael Jackson song was released November 11th, 1991, Black or White. That song, Black or White, big hit song. I was about exactly 6. I turned 6 like 3 days before that. Number 5, what drink uses the slogan hard seltzer made pure? That would be White Claw. White Claw. People are going nuts about White Claw this last year. Number 6, what was the name of the main villain on Inspector Gadget? That was Dr. Claw, who they never showed until I think his action figure came out, and then he had like a weird face. Dr. Claw. Number 7, who is the bald blue character from the Watchmen series, Dr. Manhattan? If you've been watching that on HBO or reading the old comic series, I think he's one of the characters that appears in both. Number 8, what was the name of the research and development project during World War II that led to the first nuclear weapons? The Manhattan Project. Number 8, the Manhattan Project. Number 9, what Todd Phillips produced college comedy was released in 2012? Project X. Project X, that's a fun college party movie, I think I saw. And number 10, Cyclops, Beast, and Rogue are members of the X-Men. The X-Men. And your bonus question for 2 points, what Mel Brooks movie featured Dave Chappelle as a character named Achu? That would be the amazing Robin Hood Men in Tights. So the word men carried over from X-Men to Robin Hood Men in Tights. And those are your answers for today's quiz. If you like that kind of round, just search Trivia with Bud's Ladder Round, and you'll find probably a dozen other times where we did that kind of episode. So go back and check it out. Thank you so much for listening. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. In what Disney movie would you find a character named Coach Bombay? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Piano Man for Billy Joel's first top 40 hit. And your trivia team name of the day is A Festivus for the Blessed of Us. A Festivus for the Blessed of Us. Check out Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com. Thank you for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.